So this was a bit of a pandemic baby. So we had been sort of talking about doing a Shania Twain tribute prior to the pandemic. And of course, when we sort of got into the thick of the pandemic a year and a half in, we have a couple of other musical acts locally in Vancouver. And we thought it was maybe a good time to start looking at the Shania tribute because we had a lot of time on our hands. And so basically, I think we started putting it together at the end of 2021, I believe. My husband is my bass player. Brother is my guitar player. And then we selected a drummer. And at the time, we had a keyboard player. And so we just sort of started from there and started rehearsing. And our first show was at a Legion locally in the Lower Mainland in Vancouver in Cloverdale. And it was it's got a 400 capacity sort of threshold. And we sold it out. So I think people were really hungry at that point to just, you know, get out and hear music again live. So it worked out really well in terms of introducing it to the public.
Oh, that's so awesome. And I love hearing that it's a whole family affair too. That is awesome to hear. Michelle, yeah. What are some of your favorite songs to play of Shania Twain?
You know, I get asked this all the time, and it's such a hard question because, of course, she's just got so many hits. In fact, she's got more hits than the two-hour show can handle. But I would say Any Man of Mine is definitely one of my favorites, and probably Whose Bed Have You Boots Been Under is another one. And then in terms of the ballads, I would say Still the One.
Great songs, and it's, like you said, so hard to choose just a few. I mean, I think every song of hers is a hit and is a classic, but, you know, you can only play so many, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. We've had to really sort of handpick and decide. And sort of keeping within the 1990s version of Shania, that was always sort of the vision, because obviously now, you know, in the current present moment that we're in with Shania, she's certainly done a lot of changing in terms of her writing styles and even how she looks on stage, you know, blonde wigs, pink wigs, red wigs, you name it. So she's sort of, she's developed herself over the last few years even, really. And, she's quite out there and prominent. So I think our premise has always been that we stick with the older version of Shania and all those sort of great classics from way back. Then, having said that, we do have one song off her Queen of Me album, which was her most recent album, which is the song's called Giddy Up, and it works really well. So
that's a really good point that you mentioned. I'm glad you brought that up, just in terms of what people can expect from that show. And I think everyone loves a great tribute show, especially when it's done very, very well by an artist like yourself. It's like you're watching Shania Twain. I've seen some of the shows that you do. It's like you're actually watching Shania. I mean, you got the costumes, you do have the voice. Do you consider this a character that you have to get ready to be on stage for? And if so, how do you do that?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like I've had to sort of develop into, you know, bringing the Shania flavor to the shows. I always tell people, like, we're a tribute act. I'm not Shania. I'm not trying to be Shania. I'm just trying to bring the flavor of Shania to the show, sort of through myself. In terms of getting into character, I think, you know, the costumes are a huge piece of that. I've had all my costumes custom made by a local seamstress and actual a fashion designer as well. So she's been amazing, and we've sort of collaborated. So the costumes definitely help. I am a blonde, so putting on that brunette wig, having said that, I was born a brunette, so I kind of feel like I'm coming home when I put that wig back on. But I think, you know, I shouldn't probably tell you I'm wearing a wig, but I am wearing a wig, and it's a real hair wig, and it's really quite beautiful. So
going back to your roots, literally, hey?
Going back to my roots, literally, no pun intended. But yeah, I think just, you know, the day of a show, you get your makeup going, and of course I try to keep it as natural as I can, because Shania is obviously very naturally beautiful. And so just really trying to capture the essence, and then just getting into the mind frame. Vocally, that's been the easy part for me. I've sang Shania for many, many years in other cover bands, and vocally, it it wasn't challenging for me to sort of get the sounds and the tones. My voice is very similar in tone to hers. So yeah, I think more just the delivery and, you know, her movements, and that was all sort of where we sort of had to bring it all together. And then just, you know, moments before we start the show, it's like anything for any entertainer. As soon as you're going to start the show, a minute before, you're thinking, oh my gosh, why am I doing this to myself? And the nerves kick in, and then, you know, the first note drops and that's where you're at, and you're going to give them the best show you've ever given them. Sort of the way I look at it.
Well, speaking of giving people the best show, you're going to be coming to Cook County on May the 31st. What can we expect from this upcoming show?
Yeah, we're really excited to come to Edmonton. We are going to be bringing County a four-piece band. We are going to be bringing them two 50-minute sets of all of Shania's greatest hits with all of the iconic costume changes. I'm actually just having one of my costumes remade, which is the leopard costume. So we're going to be taking that one up a notch. So I'm really excited to let Edmonton see the new costume, see what they think. And it's just going to be so much fun. This particular show fits so well in a country bar atmosphere. And of course, being very universal, it's sort of good for all ages. It's high energy. It's interactive. I make it a point on all of the shows that I go out into the audience. You know, for me, it's just about connection and making people feel great, making people forget about, you know, things that they've left behind at home that night that maybe they don't want to think about. It sounds cliche, but I mean, I think that's the goal. The goal is to just go out and have a great time and have people walk away thinking or feeling like Shania Twain wasn't in front of them, but it's the next best thing. And they got the flavor of Shania. So that is the goal.
Oh, that's absolutely really well said, Michelle. And what's your social media? Where can we stay updated with all of your concerts and all these announcements? Where can people head?
So we have a website, which is www.totallytwain.com. All of our shows are listed on there, and then there's also ticket links on there, as well as our media package and contact information for our management. And then we also have our page on Facebook, search Totally Twain. I think we're actually the only one coming up right now, so that's always a good sign. And then, of course, the same on Instagram. So sort of those three areas are where we try to keep the public up to date.